Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Tony.
Define for me financial health.
Well, we're at Wealth at Work. We've done some research amongst around 2,000 people, just looking at a number of issues around finances of individuals, which is clearly very relevant right now, probably always relevant, but more so right now because of the cost of living crisis. So, in the same way that you might look at physical health or mental health, it's really just taking a view from people as to their financial health. So, financially, are they in good shape, or are they struggling, and do they need help?
And what has your research found?
So, the research has found that around one in four people are concerned about their financial health. So roughly a quarter of people are clearly looking at the situation they're in and worrying about it. The research also found that one in seven people are actually embarrassed about the state of their finances. And in fact, that goes up to one in four people in the 18 to 34 year old category. So the younger people seem to be even more embarrassed about their financial situation. So I think one of the implications of that is that, of course, if people are embarrassed about money, then they tend not to talk about it. But of course, they may need help. And if they don't get that help, then of course things may get worse before they get better.
I guess with the cost of living crisis, even those who perhaps have been in fairly good financial health are now beginning to struggle a bit.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think there's a whole cohort of people out there who, of course, struggled financially as we went through the pandemic. So they're likely still to be hit very, very hard. But then, of course, you did have another cohort of people that actually were saving money during the pandemic because they weren't traveling to work. They clearly couldn't eat out at restaurants and all the rest of it. So they saved money. But I think what we're starting to see now is even that second group that were in a better position, some of those are now starting to struggle. So they're effectively using up those savings. And as inflation continues to rise, I mean, we saw it get to 9.4% for the year end in June. But the Bank of England are suggesting that it could get much higher than that as we go into the autumn months. So again, things are clearly going to get worse before they get better. So even those that people that were in a better position are more likely to find it harder to get make ends meet as time goes by.
And of course, the employment situation now is, say, very different from what it was. Well, when I was, in a regular job, and there's a lot of 0 hours contracts, and employment is not as regular. That must have an impact on the financial health of a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that there's anything that creates uncertainty from a financial perspective is a worry for people. So that's uncertainty around what income that they're going to have. It's also uncertainty about outgoing. So of course we all know about energy bills going up and that they're going to go up further as we head into the autumn. But that level of uncertainty and working out, well, where is the money going to come from is the issue that concerns a lot of people. And that's one of the reasons why we're trying to help people understand that they really do need to review their expenditure and understand where money is going. Often people can save money, and often on quite big ticket items. If they look closely at it. So some of the ones that we come across are things like monthly subscriptions. So for film services, music services, newspapers, all sorts of things. And again, people often have multiple subscriptions for the same, effectively the same type of thing. So again, looking at those things and can money be saved? Also, some of those big ticket items like cost of broadband, cost of mobile phones, cost of insurances, so things like car insurance or household insurance. Often people do not shop around for those. Whereas if you shop around collectively, they could save somebody literally hundreds of pounds over a year. So I think again that we know things are tough right now. So people really do need to look at that budgeting and where they're spending money.
I guess the other thing is people, we all know we should do these things, but I guess it's just the you know, perhaps for some people the time, and they're perhaps afraid, you know, to do it, and you know, getting overwhelmed by just the information that's out there.
Yeah, I think that's true to an extent. I think with certain parts of financial health, though, so certainly with debt, it's one of the things that people do need to really find the time to investigate it and look at it, because we know that debt is one of those things that it's fine if you can meet the commitments on repayments, but if you can't, and of course we're in an environment now where increasingly people may struggle with that, is that you need to get it under control early, because it can run out of control very, very quickly. So even looking at things like credit card debt, you know, can you consolidate that? Can you consolidate that into one credit card at a much lower rate, which could save a substantial amount of money each month? Also getting help from your employer. There's a lot of employers out there who now run what are commonly known as financial well-being programs, and they can offer a range of services which could be helpful. So everything from what I've normally known as employee assistance programs. So this is really just over the phone help. So somebody being able to just talk through their issues and then that support mechanism coming into place and directing them to the right place for additional support. Even things like salary advances. So again, we've seen quite a growth in salary advances, where people effectively can take their salary once it's earned and they don't have to wait until the end of the month until they get their paycheck. Although I would warn on those that whilst that's great for a one-off event, so I don't know, the car breaks down, you need to fix it, so you want your salary a bit earlier that month in order to pay that bill, you know, that's fine. But certainly you shouldn't get into a cycle of using salary advances, because again, it can get into or effectively the norm, which means that you're then living beyond your means.
So given that we are bombarded by so many messages from everywhere, what do you reckon the best thing is for anybody who does have concern about their financial health should do? I mean, I know there's organisations like Citizens Advice who, you know, run debt sort of advice programs, etc. But what's the best means of keeping it, you know, a check on your financial health?
Yeah, so I think the simplest thing for people to do is really just look at your monthly bank statement. Look at how much you're spending each month, look at where you're spending it, and just have a really good review of that and say, well, do I need to spend money there? Also look at something called Money Helper, so moneyhelper.org.uk, which is a government backed site, and they have lots of support through that site, including, you know, how to budget and budget better. So I think those simple things can actually get people onto the right road. They should talk to their employers as well, though, because as I say, I think a lot of employees do increasingly offer support in this area. So again, that is worth doing. And then for people, you know, if they're really facing difficulty, particularly with debt, then debt charities like Step Change are worth getting in contact with, because they will be able to provide support.
Do you see it getting better anytime soon?
Well, inflation is likely to go higher. I mean, there's various predictions out there, but we're running at 9.4% at the moment. I think people believe that it, more experts believe that it may get to about 11% before it starts falling back. So, you know, I think in the short term, it's going to be very, very difficult. But as we look into the medium term, then inflation is likely to fall back. So it's really, you know, people should act now really to manage their budgets to get through the next few months.
And if people want to know more about your organisation, where should they go?
Yeah, so they can go to wealthatwork.co.uk and they will find information and some videos and things on there. And for any employers who are listening as well, then they should also get in contact with us, because we can help support what they provide to their employees.
Jonathan Watts-Leigh, thank you very much indeed for your time today.
Thanks, Tony.